stop it.
Once upon a time, when Jesus was walking down his way on earth, he met this man
who was possessed by a demon.
And Jesus asked the man, "Why do you speak so funny? And why do you behave like that?" And the man said,
"Well, Jesus, because I'm possessed by a demon."
"But," Jesus said,
and the demon went out into the pig, and the pig was running away, screaming. And the man was free. Do you see? If you only could believe, Jesus said, everything is possible for those who believe.
The Academicon left in the arms of Lola Brigida.
Thank you.
I turned off Nina Hagen. Do you mind?
Excuse me?
I turned off the Nina Hagen.
Thank you. It's just horrible.
Why do I hear so much background noise? Is that you or my groan?
What do you mean? No,
background noise. It's horrible. Oh, well.
Yeah, let's I hear see. That.
It's horrible.
I remember back in the day when you'd have to turn off your air conditioner and it was hot as fuck in your high-rise apartment and you just because you couldn't deal with the background sound?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Well, the background sound I have, I think, is coming from some sort of electronic nonsense. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Let me mute myself and see if it gets rid of it.
Are you muted? It's still there. Muted, unmuted. Muted, unmuted. Muted, muted,
yeah.
Unmuted. Muted, unmuted. Muted.
Yep, I'm muted. Yeah.
It's still there. Oh, well, we'll survive.
So what are you going to eat during the ground?
I already ate. I just had dinner.
Oh.
I had my dinner.
What the hell?
I had a delicious marinated chorkin, cilantro rice, and a salad. What did you have?
Well, I made asparagus.
Girdle.
So that my piss would smile.
I get it.
Field roast sausage.
I get it.
Get it?
Wait, what's a field roast? Isn't that one of those things the fatties advertise? The pork sausage?
No, it's
field roast.
Vegan.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All that is cancer.
And roasted carrots. Mm. And some roasted potato.
Duck.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Roasted duck.
Yeah. You excited? Tomorrow is Passover.
Pesach. Cheryl, did you see the title I have on the screen?
Nevertheless, she collapsed.
That's about Hillary, Cheryl. Did you know that?
Well, it wasn't about Hillary, but it was about,
women.
What's her name?
Women. Women. It's about women.
No.
It's like that
it's about, what's her name?
Hillary Clitoris?
No. Senator.
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, it's about her when she, you know, nevertheless prolapsed.
Did you see Big Little Lies? All the faggots who love Hillary saw that Grumman and loved it. Because it's about women. It's a triumph for women, Cheryl. Women need their own shows about their vaginas. Women need to talk about their vaginas, because that's the problem with society, is there's not enough vagina talk amongst older women. Men are useless sperm injectors who often beat their wives. Women are everything, Cheryl. Speaking of, here's Deborah.
Women are sex.
What?
Women are only for sex.
No, you don't, obviously don't watch Big Little Lies, or you wouldn't have said something so horrible and anti-feminist.
I don't watch that horrible shit show of a show.
Women teach yoga.
The Big Lies, it's rigged.
It's big with a B, honey.
This isn't it simply Sarah Fish Taco.
It's big with a B.
So what are you girls up to?
Oh, I'm playing with my engorged lip.
Are you playing with your friend Clint? Clint Oris?
My friend Pearl Lips.
Pearl Lips. Are you, though? You're playing with Lippy? Yeah. Lippy Long's cocking?
Yeah.
Well, I have good news.
You're playing with it?
Girdle. I have good news, which is that we won't have to do a long grum because our donations have been very poor. I'm excited because I don't really... Oh, yeah. So I don't really feel like grumming that much. So we only have to be on like a half hour or so. Since so get interesting.
Some of us need to pay our taxes, Mary.
Don't you get a refund like normal girls? Refund? Cheryl, you should be in a low tax bracket. How can you pay taxes when the likes of General Electric...
We're not talking about any of that. What we're talking about here is that our church needs to raise funds.
You said any, and we're not a church. If you want to be a church, we can talk about achieving that status. What is our...
I thought when we said donations...
Well, that doesn't mean we're a joint.
They doubled the internet price.
We received
an extra 100 gigs.
We received one donation today for $25.
That's
the entire day. Not that we aren't appreciative of Anonymous, but
if Anonymous didn't order very expensive takeout, then Anonymous would have more money for donations.
Just say it.
Yeah, he said he was sending $400. I didn't see it come on in.
I wonder if his mother can just take out her gold bar to shave a little more gold off for us, like in the old days.
Mother wanted Mother wanted me to come out in a kimono. We'd quite a fight.
But I'm mother.
Oh, you're still in a car. Are you in a car? I thought I heard a fucking turn signal.
I turned it off.
God damn it.
I get a ticket for you. As soon as I realized it, I better turn it off before she hollers.
Oh, that'd be so fun if you got pulled over.
So, Matt,
and we
do
got
you
to
watch
hear it
that
live.
Fanny Steven Asante?
No, because they didn't.
No!
It's not on fucking TLC's goddamn app. This is a fucking outrage.
Well, so why not you make a big deal and twat at them and all
listen,
this?
Listen, Edith said she had a copy of a 180p version of it, and then she didn't fucking send it to me because she said, you have to grum to see it. I'm like, look, I didn't get the contract in the mail. So I didn't get the contract for Grum, for Dropbox, for illegally torrenting.
Why do we let Madge make deals? You're weak, Madge, at making deals. You should have let me and Cheryl do this deal. We could have made a really good deal with me.
No, I got Jared Kushner's going to do it. He's really good.
Sad
or bad fat guy. Fat or sad guy.
Bad deal.
Wow, times must be tough with the taxes. We just got a donation from $6.99, $5.99. I mean, they're good donations.
Isn't tax time over? I mean, come on now. If you really need, poor people claim their taxes on day one.
What's this?
I claim my taxes day one.
Here's a Trump thing. somebody did a video of Trump breathing. I thought it was going to be something else. Who wants pussy tonight?
Speaking of pussy, a kitty cat. Oh, it's a raccoon. Come here, baby.
Go touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it.
We had alligators at Lake Emerald, or there, I shouldn't say we, but there were alligators at Lake Emerald last week.
What? Oh, that's right. I think you
said. Yeah, you can't swim in there, unfortunately, now.
Did somebody so upset that they can't swim in
the alligator?
Who the
fuck would swim in that disgusting lake?
Hello, welcome to Flip the Show.
And now we're going to see fish, and I thought, a pound.
Hold
of
on. If you're
going
to do this,
here.
You need to count down because I ain't seen this one yet.
Okay. Well, I ain't ready for the grum.
Oh.
Let me get situated, girl.
Oh, her grums have been so good. The one she did with right before this.
I heard her husband's in it again. Is that true?
She used all this mace. She couldn't breathe.
Oh, okay.
She had a cold.
So she's
and
getting
then,
again.
So many jump cuts. And then the one before that. Oh. She made a teriyaki sauce.
Oof, oof.
She put all of this non-sugar sugar in it and
Splenda.
Didn't say anything.
Oof, oof.
And at the end, she mentioned, oh, it was too sweet. Don't use the whole cup of sugar.
Oh. Okay, can we watch this thing now?
Yeah.
You ready for the countdown? Movies with the girls countdown in 3, 2, 1, Joe.
Welcome to another episode, everyone.
Come on, say it.
All right, now we're going to season our
she
fish.
Didn't say
and
it.
I thought a pound of cod flay here, and that was just 2 cent.
Cod flay.
I'm going to heat them up because somebody wants them.
It looks like it was her uterus.
But you could totally do this with salmon.
This is her uterus.
The same seasonings that we're going to put on the cod for the salmon.
Cock. She said cock.
Good too.
On the cod.
I brushed the flays with some olive oil.
There's so many jump cuts.
This is just seasoned to your taste. We're going to do a little bit of
I swear she said cod,
down.
And it looks like a uterus. I mean cock. Remember that uterus picture that was going around? It looked like a fish? It looks like a uterus.
Some salt. Some pepper.
Pepper.
We're going to put a little bit of lime zest on them, too.
Lime zest.
Now we're
going
to put them in the oven at 425 for about 12 to 15 minutes.
Look how dirty
it is. Flakes.
Are they done falling
okay,
out?
Okay, our fish came out of the oven, and you want it done with the flakes up with a fork. And we're going to put
what?
A little bit of our
she's got it cooking on it also.
On a flour chowder, wanted corn, and heat
what?
Up up in a little pan a little bit.
Hi, little bit.
On each side of the corn. Tortillas.
Curled.
The bookstores we went to were completely out. It was weird, so we're stuck with
you went to the adult bookstore?
So, of your fish. I got a little bit of cheese here. They want cheese.
What the fuck is that?
I'm not sure what you top it with.
I did that on
she's going to get topped, she said.
Cilantro down. You look could do it. Lettuce if you don't want to do the slaw. We like raw onion. Like I said, you can pickle your onion down in your slaw. But we
slaw.
Like raw onion by. If you want green onions, that'd be good. Or come some on. Chives, some tomato, some avocado.
She's putting me to sleep.
And then down in here, I've just got some sour cream that I added some lime juice and zest to. So there you have it, my version of a fish taco. Now you could do the breaded fish if you want to. Totally optional what you want to do. You could do salmon. I think
Deborah, can you cut the?
So there you have it.
Count the number of jump cuts.
Fish taco, my way. And I just got a
well, you know,
you're at home
all day,
can't you? Spanish packet on the side, but you could serve it with any kind of sides.
What the fuck did she do to that rice? It doesn't look like rice at all. It looks like little spaghetti.
Thank you for watching. Come back anytime. I'll be in the kitchen.
What the
fuck
was
that? What's the one with husbands in it? Was that in it?
That's an old, old, old one.
Oh, you sound so happy.
Don't we all? Well, we're happy to be rich because of all this money coming in.
Oh, well, good thing.
Where's the Stephen Asante?
I went the other day and he talked about Bill O'Reilly.
Can we watch Stephen? Shut up already. Can we fuck Bill O'Reilly. Who gives a shit? Can we?
No, it's not about Bill O'Reilly. It's about Howard Stern.
Okay, I listened
Howard
to that
Stern.
Live. Yeah, I know.
Listen, did you notice he talked about Bill O'Reilly's little nub? And in the prank phone call, he was like, oh, you want me to rub my nubby? And I said, oh my God, they copied yeast.
Okay, so.
You want to play with my nubbin?
Can you please send me the clip of Stephen falling off of the golf cart?
It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook.
Facebook sucks for that. Can you send me the YouTube of it?
Oh.
Well, then send me the clip of YouTube in the chat. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Well, I'm sure it's in the holder.
Is it in the holder? Did anybody think of putting it in the holder? No.
So you made the clip, Cheryl, but you didn't put it in the holder?
I didn't know.
Fucking dumb.
That's like
bitch.
Knowing you're going on a fucking skydiving trip and not packing the parachute.
By the way, I got in trouble for being loud about
it. I did put a new duty in there.
I got comments from last week's grunt. I was too loud for my namebies, calling you a stupid bitch. And then I've been watching Golden Girls, and I realized B. Arthur called Betty White a dumb bitch, just like I call you a dumb bitch.
Except Betty White got paid.
That's a new dueling duties from Cheryl and her boyfriend.
Betty White got paid.
Cheryl gets paid. What the Jesus. Fuck are you talking about?
That sounds like an alien from the Alien Theory.
You know, they've been using our duty clips on Stern, too. I think they're even using the exact same ones. It really pisses me off.
I told them they pissed me off when I heard them, when they kept saying nothing.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God.
But I would like the clip of Goddamn Steven now.
I'm fine.
I don't give a shit if it's YouTube. I don't give a shit what medium it is. Just give me the goddamn thing. I need to see this patty fall off the thing. I need it.
That's me.
I put it in the holder.
Oh, great. It'll only take an hour. It'll only take me an hour to download it and kill my stream. Oh. Is this the whole thing you put in there or just a clip?
Y'all, I've got...
Okay.
My house looks like Madge's car with fast food.
Madge's car is in Florida, and it's no longer mine, thank God.
Oh, wow.
Thank God. That's the best thing about moving back to Chicago. No fucking car. Are you ready to do a countdown, ladies? Dumb bitches, are you ready to do a countdown or not?
What are we counting down? You said it was going to take forever to download.
You're pure trash. It didn't take long because it was only like 20 megabytes. It's here.
So you lied.
You are pure trash. Are you going to do the countdown with us or not?
I'm ready.
I've had it with dumb bitches in my ears. Literally.
Deborah didn't even download it.
She is a dumb fucking cunt.
I'm streaming it.
A dumb cunt from planet Earth. That's going to be my movie about Deborah. Story at 11.
Am I watching this on the computer or are you putting it on the TV box?
It's going to be on your web TV.
Yeah, if you watch it on the web, then it's delayed.
Get your web TV out, Deborah, or your Commodore 84.
Hold on, it's dialing in.
Okay, ready? For real, you ready? Movies with the girls, movies with the girls, movies with the girls. Countdown in 3, 2, 1, Joe.
How are you doing, my friend?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
Big as an ounce.
Try to pull the golf cart over here?
Yeah, just I think you're better off backing it in.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's smart.
Backing
Why
it in.
Why do you have a golf cart?
Because he's fat, dumbass.
I'm having a hard time moving around and doing this.
But his wig is nice.
But I really don't think this is a good idea.
Really?
Just hold on. All right. Ready? Let's go play golf.
All right, let's do this.
Play golf?
Oh my God. He's smoking.
Smoking hot.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Be okay.
Okay.
He's getting an orgasm, Cheryl.
It's the property manager driving.
You all right?
Oh no. Oh God. No.
Oh man.
Oh no, Cole. No. No, I can't.
You can get a
car. No, my whole body, I can't. No.
Are you okay?
No. My arms and everything. No, Cole.
The music is so wonderful. Isn't it perfect music?
Or you need
ambulance. Yeah. You need ambulance? God, yeah. Oh, God.
All my life I've been fighting.
I can't believe this. I don't think he fell for real.
No. Oh,
God.
You're
kidding. I don't know. Because Steven has done this so many times.
The pig feek.
I'm not sure what to do right now.
His dad is so disgusting and ugly.
He can end up with
stupid.
An emergency.
You think?
But if he's faking, then he'll get more treatments like he wants.
He's and literally the like elephant man.
Choice is the wrong one right now.
He's really the elephant man. I mean, he really is the new elephant man. I just love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Elephants are cute, though, and not as big.
The difference is he was really an elephant and in pain, they just shoot him in the hand.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, I can't. It hurts.
What hurts?
My vagina.
What hurts?
See, if this was Golden Girls and he was, if he was Dorothy, he would have said, "My vagina hurts. What do you think,
Someone
Father?"
Someone redo this and add a laugh track.
Well, how about you? You're unemployed. That would be funny, though.
You think that we could?
No, yeah.
A laugh track.
Take the 5-foot-1 surround sound and edit it, and with like
Why
some Bill Cosby.
Come on, you have the
kind of music.
You want me to make a miracle?
I want you to make America great again. But Sheldon noticed he's wearing a wig. You know? Did you notice that?
Why? Oh, yeah, because he plucked his hair out.
Yes.
His leg excuse does not work.
Sheldon is like a Sherlock Holmes of obesity.
I have to put an end to it.
He's going to kill him.
Shoot him in the hand. To left,
and they can't get the ambulance over here.
He's too big to fail.
I'll tell you right now.
He's Wall Street.
Pull the band up over
here.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no problem. I'll get him into the van.
Sure is ugly.
Get him up. Then Yous can go. He'll be okay.
Oh, that's such a sexy pose. Wasn't that beautiful? It's like very Rembrandt. He's undulating buttocks.
I don't know, but... Ready?
But the...
Yeah.
Go. What about lift?
Jesus Christ. He's like, let me see that ass.
Almost there.
He's going to lick that ass on the fireman, right?
Yeah, once he's standing up.
Is Stephen gay?
No, he says he hates fags and he hates the N-words in that one video.
I love when people like this are hateful, because look at his body. He's just a monster. Like, how can you hate anyone when you look like that? Except for yourself.
Exactly.
Too pig to fail, somebody said.
That's a nice vein.
I'm going to explain something.
Did you hear that?
You wouldn't be able to get up off that.
He had to take the medical arm.
The chat room said too pig to fail.
Did I know I was going to slip off the golf cart?
As fat as USB ports.
Did I have a feeling? Yes.
Yes.
Listen to me. You're not missing your therapist appointment.
Therapist.
And told him that we
you're not missing your therapist.
He needs to come outside and get you. If you still think you're in the hospital after that, I'll take you.
I am not talking to Dr. Paradise.
Well, if you don't, you really ain't.
Paradise?
I'll take you.
That sounds like a strip.
It's Wonder Woman. He's going to Paradise Island.
Skya. His dad kind of sounds like Bernie Sanders plus Mad.
Wouldn't that be great if he went to Paradise Island and Wonder Woman helped him? Put him on that invisible plane? God, that'd be great. Is this Doctor or Doctored?
Man.
Wait, it stopped. God damn it, Cheryl, I want more Grom.
Stephen is a Trump supporter.
Of course he is, because he gets welfare. That makes sense. Cheryl, why didn't I need more Grom? Necesito más Grom.
You didn't want my version of it.
Well, I thought Edith was going to get me a better Grom hole. But she didn't! Because I didn't sign the contract.
Oh, you wanted the full Grom?
I wanted the full Grom in 1080p, not this bullshit. I need to see my own. How else am I going to see what's on his toes?
I don't know how pee this is or whatever.
I don't understand his toes. I don't understand his feet. They look like...
I'm sending you an FLV version.
400. What?
You can open it in VLC.
Vilk?
It ain't 1080p. We want to see the pickled pig foot in hot JF.
Cheryl, right. I mean, Deborah, did you see my title card? Nevertheless, she prolapsed.
Doesn't the father look like the vacuum cleaner in the chat?
I don't know.
His father looks like Dick Bartoli.
Can we watch more videos, please? I need something fat.
Okay.
Not that Cheryl.
You got a mirror? Card.
I don't want to see. No, but I got your fucking Instagram shit, and it's huge. You're big as an house.
And I'm planning on getting bigger.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have a surgery to get bigger.
Deborah sent me this picture of her and some larger girl. And I said, oh, my God, so fat. And she goes, yeah, that's my friend so-and-so. I said, I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about you. Fucking bitch.
So this is who she looks like. I sent a picture in the... Well, let me send it here, too. Hold on.
Can we talk about our weeks? Can we do a wrap-up about our weeks? What's for Passover tomorrow, Gerald?
I know
we touched on it last week. I got new glasses from a Chinaman. What about you? Who is this person?
Dick Bartoli. He's Leo Laporte's friend. He's the, created Mad Magazine.
Okay. He didn't create Mad Magazine. Mad Magazine's much older than that.
No, he did, Dick Bartoli.
Here I go with Google to prove you wrong again. Dick Bartoli.
He's 71 years old.
He doesn't look it. Is he named related to Cecilia Bartoli? Cecilia?
He's
PCA. Mad, you need to get a PCA.
Known for Mad Rider. Okay, so maybe he's the longest person.
He was a writer. He didn't fucking start the goddamn thing. He didn't start it.
Yeah, you're right. The person that started it was Wilbur Wilson.
Fake news.
True. Fake news. I was saying that the other day in the VR. Went over really well.
You know, I was in a conference room, like one of those conference calls at work, because our whole office is virtual. Like,
do they say, oh, we shouldn't do one of those VR things for a meeting?
Not VR. Mm-hmm. We use GoToMeeting.
We should do a Second Life.
And somebody in my meeting with like my department was peeing
what?
During the conference call. Yes. And you know everybody's going
to
think
they
it's
me. They forgot to mute?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least they didn't have a waterfall. That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be great. God, I would.
can you sue for sexual harassment? I mean, what's the lines? You could,
yeah.
Did everyone laugh or no one talk about it?
Well, my boss was on the call and he said, what the heck was that? And I'm like, I just want to say, I didn't want anybody to think it's me, but they probably did because I'm so gross. I want to play Did you use Soundbite or just once, Deborah?
I've been using it.
Oh, have you?
I finally figured out how to follow you.
It's a shitty app, isn't it? Because they don't like it's not easy to follow.
It doesn't explain anything, and you can't search for people.
Do you tweet them? Because I tweet mine.
I tweet them, and then the owner of the company messaged.
Hold on, let me play mine before you start talking.
Sounds like. Okay. Ass.
Wait. Oh, shit. I want to hear it.
And my fabric chair smells like ass. But I did shower this morning. What? It's just old ass. What? Period.
Did you like that, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Let's see if I have any good ones. Let's see.
I found a good song for you, man.
Oh, that's good. What is it? Is it from 30,000 years ago, like that last one you parodied?
I find it funny, Cheryl, though, you judge the girl for peeing on Madge's meat, and yet you shit on the gram.
Yeah.
Little hip, you know, little much now.
Here's another one.
You know, a couple of people have asked for clarification in that they wanted to know if it was actually my vagina that smells. In fact, it was my ass that stinks, and if you think it was my vagina, it's because you're a sexist pig.
You know, I think I already played that one. All right, anyway, what now? Watching
this
a video?
This is mine.
S Mouse, is that
I was right outside of a Waffle House, and that's where it began. When I was younger, my daddy put a Snickers bar inside of me, and it never melted. Sometimes I wonder if it's still inside me.
And then the guy messaged, I guess, the owner and said, I think he blocked me. It's
are you kidding? What did he say? Did he say something like that's bad?
He said, because I clicked it and I said, oh, he's followed by everybody.
He blocked you?
Yeah, he's not on here anymore.
Did
I think
he say
it's a little
something
too
to
much
you?
For him.
Did he say something to you?
Yeah.
What did he
say? The Andrew Krikove. He said, ha ha, what the fuck?
Okay, so I wanted to point something out. So I posted this article. I'll link to Dan Rather, who's like Mr. Know-It-All these days.
Love her.
He posted this article, this thing that says, the number of members of the press who have lauded the actions last night as presidential is concerning. War must never be considered a public relations operation, right? Well, very true, very nice. But, you know, I remembered something. Do you remember when we went to war at the second time of Baghdad, when the fake missiles? In 2003, I think it was.
Oh, that Bush, not Bush, what's his name? But I mean, yeah, it was Bush, but,
Girdle McCafferty.
What is the guy's name?
Okay, anyway, tangent. Dan Rather, when the bomb started falling, he went on the news and he said, good morning, Baghdad. because the bombs were falling on Baghdad. And now he's... So he was horrible about that. I'm just saying, do you understand what I'm saying, or are you both idiots and I'm talking to myself?
Now I understand what you're saying, honey. Nice. He's hypocritical. Now all of a sudden you're wanting to say, don't do it. But the point is, people change, honey. He's not in the business anymore, so he's able to see it.
Yeah, but he should have mentioned it. Like, he should have said, well, I was like, instead, he's not listen, saying, well, man, I learned.
What I would like you is go to a Russia? Top 10 list of vetted facts. I don't have time for all of this.
A top 10 list of vetted facts?
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. I don't got time for it. I'm very upset. And why is Edith? Why is Edith sending money to TLC, who should be ashamed of themselves?
What do you mean she's sending money to TLC?
Our Fanny Grum.
What do you mean she's sending money to TLC?
She gifted the program to you.
What?
What?
I don't know why.
How did I not know that? How come I didn't get it?
She just did.
What?
Don't ask me, ask her.
And now it's not going to be complaint, though, and then your iTunes it'll be disorganized.
Jesus, Edith, I was just guilt-tripping you. You don't have to spend money on that.
Well, can you pirate it? Can you convert it over?
What's a pirate?
I just sent you a link to an FLV. It shouldn't be fine enough.
I don't watch anything unless it's... 1080p or 4K and above.
Copy.
Havoc format.
You know what, kids? I wrote a song especially for you today. Yeah. Because you got to be careful, kids, you know? Because there's a lot of bad guys out there. When you going home from school, you got to watch out for those bad guys. Play that shit.
What's this?
Those bad guys, they're looking at you guys. And they're thinking... Hot children, looking at children. Hot children, think about when you're walking home alone, kids, and you see a scary man. Don't look him in the eye, kids. Don't get in his van. Cause he's checking you out, kids. He likes your style. He likes your style. Cause he's a big fat motherfucking pedophile. He's thinking, hot children, looking at children. Hot children, think about children. Children, looking at children. Hot children, think about children. Yeah, kids, you gotta listen to Smouse. And you
Great.
Gotta watch out. Cause those bad guys, those pedophiles, they're
taking you out.
Yeah.
Victor E. Renard. That's who I was thinking of.
Who?
He was the general when that stuff happened because I was a little girl and I remember it on TV.
Now, do you like Jemay?
Oh, no. I love her.
No, I don't like
this
her.
This is the same guy that does Jemay.
She makes me not sure where to go to the bathroom. She makes me not sure where to go to the bathroom. I don't like her. I don't know where to pee.
What?
I don't know where to pee when I see her. It makes me have to go to the bathroom. Like, is it a... Like pain.
But don't you love back to what you're talking about, Madge? Don't you love how you turn on the news now, though?
And oh, that's your man. I thought you were talking about the
Syrian bomb, and they keep showing the same clips of the little Tomahawk rockets being fired. CNN's got, they already had their little, like, you know, 5-second intro that's like, da 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 da. And it's like wartime all over again. Okay. It's wonderful.
Didn't even hit anything.
I thought you were talking about Jemay. You were talking about. I thought you were talking about that tranny show on like about the trans girl. You were talking about Jemay, like that Jemay. Yeah, I do like that Jemay.
Okay. But anyways, don't you think that's kind of crazy?
What's crazy?
Oh, for God fucking sakes.
That they show the bombs? Yeah, they show the fucking bombs. It's annoying. What else? What do you want?
How we're so easy just to get back into wartime and this propaganda shit in the sense that, you know, we got to have a musical intro on CNN just to let us know the Syria conflict.
Well, you were the one telling me the other, you told me the day before he struck, you're like, we got to do something. Trump's not doing anything. You should be happy he bombed him.
But the point is, he didn't do anything, really, like Shara said. He warned him before
him
we
do?
Got there, and then what happened?
What do you want him to
he
do?
Bombed him.
What do you want him to do?
Well, I want him to do something normal.
What? Well, what
that's
is normal?
That's stupid.
What is normal?
I don't know. Maybe I go in there and bomb the places where they're making this Syrian gas. I don't know. That would seem so smart to me. Yeah. Instead of just bombing little runway areas and not actually bombing the runway. I mean, I don't know if you're going to take down military forces. Maybe we could think ask, you would just, I don't know, just bomb the road.
Why don't we ask Oprah's someone road at RT?
Y'all some dumb bitches.
Yeah, true news.
All right, so anyway, what were we going to watch? I'm not watching another Smoust. I didn't like that. What else do we have to watch? South, My 600-Pound Life, the story of Blubber.
Oh, you'll like this one.
Okay, so Edith gifted me this thing. How does it work? I didn't know it was on iTunes, the 600 thing. But I don't know if it's going to let me put it through. Do you think it will? Do you think it'll let me put it through?
And you'll like this one.
Oh, I want a Pepsi Cola.
Wait, it says
you'll love this flag, man.
Oh, no. She emailed it to probably a different account that I don't use this. I use Hotmail for... Oh, how do I do this now? So she
Pepsi
gifted
Cola.
It. How do I get it now that she gifted it to me? Is this going to take the whole Grum to figure it out?
You're going to have to listen. Yeah. You're going to click the link.
What? Okay. I don't even
sign
know where the fucking link is.
Sign in with your iTunes account that you use on your phone. Who are you talking
to, honey? Where's my phone?
How
the fuck are you going to explain it? First of all, you don't have Apple devices. Second of all, you powered everything.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, click on this because it's a fat woman.
Content not found.
It'll work for you when you click on it when you're logged into Facebook. Now, that's number one.
What?
Number two, for the purposes of this shitty Grum,
what?
If you want to watch it and be able to use it through the holder, I sent you a link to a file that's an FLV that's 400 megabytes. It's pretty high quality. I think it'll be sufficient, and it shouldn't cause you any problems.
Okay, but before you do that, I got a message that Edith sent me the fucking Grum on iTunes, but I don't even know where I saw that message now, and it's not in my email. Where is the message? Do you know? Oh, here. Mm-hmm. iTunes Store. Gina sent you a girdle pluck. Yes, that's the way it is. Oh, it says redeem now. Okay, so I pressed that.
Okay, but
What?
Are you going to play this for private use, or are you going to live stream this?
I'm going to live stream it, of course.
Okay, most likely it's not going to work because it's DRM'd and it's not going to let you show it on the screen to the capture device.
You know what? Then that's not my problem.
I mean, it might work. I'm just saying because, you know, Netflix is doing that now with me.
That's Edith's problem, not mine. Okay?
Okay, so you just play a black screen then.
That's right. Let's try it. It's playing.
Okay.
So far, it's a black screen. Oh, no, so far, it's downloading.
We can't do a countdown, so we can't watch it with you. So what's the fucking point?
It says the HD movies can only play in displays that support HDT. Why do you buy stuff when it makes it less able to play on shit?
Because of your setup system.
So how do you bypass this shit? Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I can't do it myself. They updated the Netflix recently.
It destroyed my Ustream.
Just play the link I sent you. While we can get this playing while we sort everything
There's
out.
There's nothing playing because I lost my Ustream.
How can Deborah and I watch?
Why are you so lethargic
Cheryl,
tonight,
it's not,
Cheryl?
It's not going to work anyway. Fuck off. Fuck off, Cheryl. Fuck off. Fuck off. All right, where's the link I'm supposed to click?
It's in the chat.
Well, watch the obese people next time. What is this content not found and you sent it
to That's the one that's a fat black woman that she tries to get out of her car and every time she does, she honks the horn.
But it says content not found, Gerald.
Just click it.
Okay.
Fucking go.
It's playing. Oh, she's a big one. Ooh, woofed.
My stomach is so large that it presses on the horn.
She presses on the horn? I wish I had better audio, though. I love the honking.
When I get out of the car, my stomach is so large that it presses on the horn.
Oh, that was her honking.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't get that. That's a good grump.
That kind of makes me think of this bigger girl that used to come in one of my jobs like 6 years ago. And she used to come in, and she had, like, this, I don't know what kind of car it was, but it was an old car. And sometimes she'd come in, and she'd want to, she'd want to come in the store while the car alarm would go off, and it'd be going off for, like, an hour, and she went and came.
Fascinating. I'm watching this Joan Crawford video you sent me. She's not fat, though. What is she doing on my
Yes, she is. Look at those arms.
The nominees for Best Achievement in Directing are Frank Perry for David and Lisa, Pietro Germi for Divorce Italian Style, David Lean for Lawrence of Arabia, Arthur Penn for The Miracle Worker,
and
Robert Mulligan for To Kill a Mockingbird. Please?
She didn't say To Kill a Mockingbird.
David Lean, Lawrence of Arabia.
David Lean.
What the fuck is the point of that? Deborah,
what do you mean, what's the point?
What's the point of putting them together like that? Nothing happened.
They're putting them together to show how, like, they try to stay true to the original. But I sent it to you to see was just... You shut the fuck up, you tan whore. Now, the point is, it shows the original with Joan.
So what?
I said just put it on while y'all got y'all shit together.
Okay. Well, now I don't have my shit together, and I didn't before. So... who's got
I think I'm a bigger Betty Davis fan than I...
Well, they biased. The whole show is biased against poor Joan. You have to admit that.
Well, I mean, I've been listening to Christina Crawford's Mommy Dearest.
Wait, so, are you reading an audiobook by listening to it?
Huh?
You're listening to an audiobook?
Yes.
That's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, because what's so weird is I got an audiobook, but I can't figure out how to read it.
Well, you're listening to it. That's how you read it, you dumb whore. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it had the words, too. Well,
you're really an idiot. We've established that.
Glad you tell me that, because I was looking for the words, and I was like, don't say it. It's not working.
Any Reagan Fox news today we can discuss?
Oh, God.
What?
What, darling?
It's like instant ruin.
Okay, here's the Grom, finally.
No, Madge, if we're going to watch it, then we have to watch it at the same time.
Yeah, so hold on, let us get this the 405-pound
We're going to do some skip. We're going to have to skip to some parts at some point, because we're not watching an hour and a half of this shit. I have one
hour.
Then
why are we watching it?
Because... I'm saying we're going to skip around. We're not going to watch the whole fucking hour and a half.
Wait,
you can do that on your
first
fucking...
First of all, before you go, send me the link, Cheryl, so I can watch it too.
Oh, FFS twice.
Give the link.
Okay. Second of all, before you start it, I think we should beg for donations.
Yeah, and also...
Why before we start it? It's so fucking long. Why can't we start it first? You dumb idiot.
Okay. Listen...
Didn't you love John McCain calling everyone stupid idiots for voting for the filibuster, and then he votes for the filibuster? That was like the highlight of my week. Stupid idiots would vote for this. What kind of a stupid idiot? You not just an idiot, you'd have to be a stupid idiot. But he always does that. He never takes a side.
Him and Lindsey.
I love Lindsey Graham, though. He's a sweet.
Okay, first of all. Okay.
What?
Lord have mercy. Cannot do this anymore.
Sweetheart.
First of all, Lindsey Graham. I never knew
that he's gay. You didn't know that?
I swear to God, I just figured he had a wife in South Carolina. I had no idea he was. I didn't know that.
No, I'm just kidding. Is he gay for real?
Yes.
Really?
I did not know. I Googled to see if I could find his wife, and I couldn't do it. Mike Huckabee called him a gay on some radio show the other day.
He's really gay? I didn't know that. I just assumed that he was just a... real. I mean, I always assumed he was gay, but in the closet like the rest of the Republicans. Cheryl, if you would stay awake during the program, you would know. Lindsey Graham. Did it ever occur to you maybe you should stay awake during this program instead of being in goddamn sleep on heroin?
I like how her eyes are always watering, though.
Wasn't she on True Blood?
Yes. You know, but he was the most intelligent one in all the debates of all the Republicans, and he was on the shitty Jimmy debate.
I mean, that's the thing. I like Lindsey Graham and I like John McCain, but John McCain is always, like you said, he's always like, we're going to do this and that, and then he just does it.
Oh, he's just full of shit. I think he got damaged in the fucking jail.
Well, they like taking the money. So they'll say, they'll talk against it, but then they take the money.
Money, money, money. It's a rich man's game.
And Madge, I made a call to Carrie Laundrie. I think it was last week.
Yeah, I do.
If y'all would like to hear it, maybe we can get some more donations for that.
Okay, so we'll work on that. Meanwhile, we're going to start this grum. Are you ready?
Excuse me?
Are you ready to start this fucking
We can't start the grum because the bitch never sent me the link to the grum.
Yes, I did.
Well, we're starting it now anyway. 10,
yes,
9,
no,
8,
no, 8
7, 6, Jesus. 5,
you
4,
keep sending me 3, pedophile pictures.
2, 1, go.
No, Madge, I don't even have it open.
What is wrong with you idiots? How are you both so dumb? How are you both so dumb?
First of all, how am I considering it? She's the slow bitch that was not sending me.
I don't care. I think that between the two of you could have worked this fucking out.
You just said, I just sent it. And then a second ago, you said you already sent it. So which one is it?
Which one is it? Is
I feel like I'm talking to Trump.
I feel like you're both dumb idiots. You're stupid idiots. You're both stupid idiots.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to call Howard.
Are you ready to start this fucking thing or not?
No, it's almost done.
You're the biggest moron on earth. You don't have to wait for it to download into your Google Drive. Just fucking load it in your fucking browser, you goddamn dirty whore.
It wouldn't let me because the bitch zipped
it. Well, call your grandchild and ask him how to fucking do it, you old person. Did you watch CBS News Sunday morning? The old person technology news. They teach you how to
text. I'm on a new medicine.
What is that?
Liptora makes your lips bigger.
Oh, that's Lipitor, and it's not for your lips. Lipitor is for your heart, not your lips.
Deborah, you owe us a picture of a yoga ball.
I was looking the other night.
Where is it?
There's such dumb bitches in this, virtual room. I can't take it.
You do it during this grum.
I can't take the stupidity.
Okay, I'm going to look while we grum. All right, now wait a minute. You're going to be
fucking dumb
bitches. I'll make it sink. I'm not even going to try to do it. Just count down.
That's what I did 10 minutes ago, and now we wasted 10 minutes.
I'm starting to think. I think you're talking about the other people in your head.
There's nobody in my head except for idiots, and those are you and you.
You hear something inside your head that's not normal.
I hear the people that are talking to me, which are you, because I'm on a Skype conversation to the internet.
Have you ever thought about maybe you don't have a show and you're actually retarded, and we're just your close friends, and we just like make you think you're normal, and you really don't work? You really just go to a cubicle that's really just for a retard.
First of all, I don't have a cubicle anymore.
You on the ball, Deborah?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, honey. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not doing good. My daughter is having some issues. She, she's pregnant. Again.
Okay. How far along is she?
Well, I think you're, 3 months.
3 months?
Her name is Regina. Regina. She's my little girly girl. Yes, Regina.
Okay. And why is she having issues?
She's, she's telling me she don't want to have it. The kickball abortion? Kickball abortion.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I'm sorry. I'm driving back around. I want to see my grandbaby. I haven't seen the three other of my grandbabies. They're in heaven because she keeps aborting them. This is going to be the fourth grandbaby that's in heaven.
Okay.
I want to finally meet my grandbaby.
Do you have a phone number where I can call you back so that way I can give you some
assistance? This is going to be the fourth grandbaby. Again, her legs are kickball. Her buddies, and they pick up the ball and they kick her in the stomach. And then had the grandbaby to die in 2000 and speak English.
Okay. Do you have a phone number where I can call you back to give you some assistance maybe to help her?
Well, I'm talking to you now. You want me to put her on the phone? I can. Hold on. You want me to put her on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
Please, can you please promise me, swear to God, you'll talk some sense into her?
I will try.
This is going to be the fourth one I don't get to see.
Okay. Okay.
Get on this phone. Ryan, get on this phone. Ryan, get on this phone now.
What you want?
Get on this phone.
All right.
What was your name, honey? Ma'am, you on the phone?
Ma'am, this is Regina's husband. Hello?
She's on the phone. Where is she?
I need a license. License. No.
Hello?
Well, nothing the fuck else is happening. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Just have dead air, wait for the abortion lady to come on? Jesus Christ.
No one can handle my weight. So my dad has been trying to make the arrangements for me to go to Houston and see Dr. Nazarden.
My son Steven is going to be transported in a medical lobby to Houston, and I'm going to follow him. And my son Jack.
Okay, we can do the countdown. What the fuck? I'm not going to sit there in dead air and not play Fatty Grum because we're waiting for this lesbian.
Cher, you fucked it up. We had a good call going and you fucked it up.
Yeah, you didn't sound like a pretty girl. You sounded like an old man.
You're the one that wanted me on. What am I supposed to do? This is my voice.
You can use a fake voice or be the black voice.
I'm just a little girl.
Hold your nose when you talk then, Gina.
I'm just a little girl.
There you go.
See,
perfect.
That would have been fine. Are you ready for this, Grom?
It doesn't suck, yes.
Okay. Movies with the girls countdown in 3, turd, 1, Joe. God, now we gotta hear the song again.
Nice.
It's a good thing Edith bought it for me so I can play it this way, illegally.
Are we watching Leftovers?
No one can handle my weight. So my dad has been trying to make the arrangements for me to go to Houston and see Dr. Nazarden.
And I have a giant scrotum.
He's going to be transported in a medical RV to Houston, and I'm going to follow him. And my son Justin wants to come with me.
He's big as an ass.
The recap.
Doctor as well, because I want help with my weight, too.
The facial hair really helps him look thinner, doesn't it?
From severe psychological issues,
okay.
So he's going to be a unique case.
The brother kind of looks like Maya.
How y'all doing?
Going to Houston will be Steven's last chance in getting his help.
Do you love when Dr. Nausarden speaks like Southern? How y'all doing?
Oh, God.
I like that.
Why are they doing a recap?
Stop soon, I am hungry.
More money?
So you're gonna wait, buddy, or we're never gonna get there.
I am feeling very weak. And if something happens to me...
Welcome to the real Steven.
Wait, is this part 2?
It sounds like a perfect storm of dysfunction is coming. And we may be facing the hardest challenge yet with the Asantes.
Steve.
Oh. Hi. How you doing?
I'm back in Zardin.
How y'all doing? How are
you? Okay, let's get you in and check you out.
I love your wings.
I'm in a lot of pain, and I can really use some pain medicine.
Okay.
Well, me too.
He wants to resemble a scrotum.
But his body language shows that he really wants it.
Is this the audience?
Yep.
Pain medicine. Have you had this before?
Yeah.
I would like him, so this show to be called the 800-pound scrotum.
Can we talk about why Madge is going to sidetrack Lars?
It wasn't about sidetrack. It was about the fucking Richard Simmons I saw there, you idiot. Excuse me for being social.
I heard that there's a lot of vacation games.
It was fun, but I didn't stay for the show tunes. We went there for like an hour this afternoon. Is that okay? It's down the street. Do I need your permission? What do I need to do? Like, you stay in the house and watch fat people all day? Is it better if I just stay in the house and watch fat people on a beautiful 75-degree day than go out?
Yes.
Fuck all of you.
So I hope there's something we can do before it's too late.
As I told someone, the AA was full, so I had to go to sidetrack. They weren't letting anyone in at AA. It was full.
I'm not going to lie. Someone would have brought me some fast food or something. I'd probably something. Eat it.
I'd probably eat it.
Junkie.
Yeah.
Would he eat it?
All right, Stephen. That's check your weight.
Dr. Nassar.
Over 100 pounds.
That's really good, huh?
Thank
you. He lost.
I need somebody in my room immediately. I have been waiting.
Oops, sorry.
Hey, I'm here to clean your poopy panty.
It's ridiculous what I have to do to get people to respond around here. I'm not trying to be mean.
God, I love his accent so much.
He acts like it's the Hamptons.
With Steven.
It is the Hamptons, but like ham.
Behavior started to come out.
The Hamptons.
Steven, hey. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Okay. Nosegarden.
So you seem like you have an issue getting along with hospital staff. And I don't want to hear
how
this
doing?
Again.
Yes.
I never seen any patient
okay.
like Steven.
Here's
he asking for pain medicine every 15 minutes.
I clean his urine and feces. And it's sad because, you know, he called the deportation people on her and they deported her to here illegally.
Everything, please.
Well, they're going to build a wall, though.
You will not be admitted back.
Please, I don't want
to. Steven will cry and he'll beg, but the reality is he doesn't care about changing.
Oh, well, Dr. Nosegarden.
Steven has been misbehaving. If you want him to stay in the program in Houston,
did the Eggman come yet?
Get him set up at a residence of his
own. Okay, you have to marry one, fuck one, and kill one.
This is the longest recap ever.
Or we don't want
which to one? Marry, fuck, and kill. Which one, Madge?
I'd kill them all.
I want pizza.
I'd fuck his daddy. I'd marry him. And I'd kill his brother.
Just a large pizza cheese and pepperoni.
Just a large
I'd
pizza.
I'd do the opposite.
It's so awful. He doesn't even give his dad a slice.
No, he won't give his dad
a slice. I know you will.
I've had a personal care assistant help take care of me.
Her name is Nazarden Jr.
I've been so far. She comes over
Princesca.
And bakes me, prepares food for me, and she makes sure I'm doing okay.
She fries me chicken.
Today, I'm going back to see Dr.
See how he plucked his hair out?
Yeah.
But I'm nervous because I don't know how much I weigh.
He went a through lot. His Britney Spears phase.
I'll give you a hint, it's a lot.
Look, he looks like a bird.
Why does he wear the titty out?
80 pounds. So if this is not working for you, I'm not going to be the one to write your...
What'd you say, Mange?
This is
your... I said he's fat.
Justin has been refusing treatment so far, and his father has not given me update in his weight, which means this is not important for them.
I got a fatal failure on
God.
System to get painkillers. And that behavior is not acceptable. Because right now, his addiction to pain medication is going to kill him before he's
so
sexy. Steven, you're lying about everything you're doing. So here's what we're going to do. I'm suspending you from the weight loss program.
Okay.
And you're going from here to a drug addiction program.
Okay.
Because right now, there's nothing we can do to wake you up.
Because you're a fat, very fat.
What if I told you that's Debbie's grandson?
Okay. I'd say, call him up. I think he's gay, too. I do think he's gay.
But he said he didn't want that fag washing his balls.
Well, I call Reagan a faggot. That doesn't mean I'm not a lesbian.
That's true.
Yeah, thank you.
Dr. Nazarden has advised me to be admitted.
Oh, my God. It's like the Starship.
So I'm going to be
he looks thin now.
And I'm not looking forward to
it. Why can't they just remove those pig feet on his legs?
If I was that big, I would get AIDS and not take medication.
Can't they just cut off?
They should lose it.
Can't they just cut off his fat?
But even though I know that,
like just saw it off like you're amputating.
Yeah.
If I get the urge of wanting,
maybe nobody ever tried that before.
I will go back to the hospital.
Madge, do not eat. I'm trying to hear this for you.
Cheryl, you know it's Cheryl. You know he never comes till later, Mother.
I'm doing too much damage to my body and.
Is that what that is? His temple? Your body's a temple, Stephen. Your body's a temple, not a fucking...
Yeah, her body's a state.
Ocean.
California.
Those fucking pig feet.
Oh my God, her feet does look like a state. It looks like Idaho. Look at it.
No, it looks like the mother alien on Aliens, her head.
Yeah.
It really does.
Look, his iPad Pro looks like an iPad Mini.
It looks like a thumb.
God, this just shows you how fat everybody in America is. Even its pushers fat.
Yeah, I know, and they're like normal.
Yeah. Oh, he had to take a selfie.
I'm hoping I actually get help here.
So where is the AI?
This is the rehab.
Thank you.
Check it in like it's the Four Seasons.
He wanted to make sure before he went there that they had internet and that he could use his.
Oh, because nose guard and kicks.
Wait, that's Matt LeBlanc. What's going on today? That's Doctor is Matt LeBlanc, I think.
I'm addicted to pain medicine.
Well, I wouldn't go unless it had
Doctor Flowers.
Yeah.
Dr. Flowers.
Ever since my gallbladder surgery when I was 23, that was the first time I ever got admitted.
I wish they would show a movie on his stomach.
And that's when I first got pain medicine.
You know, wouldn't that be funny?
And I realized how good it feels. And
if they like did like a Jerry Blank, you know how they always show those like those educational movies in Jerry's class?
Yeah.
Like if they said, we'd like you to see this movie about addiction, Stephen, and they showed it on his pants. Like on a movie screen.
Celebrities, like right?
You know what I just thought? If it was true, like the Republicans said a long time ago about Obama's death panels, can you imagine they'd have been killed that bitch?
They're all prescribed.
Correct. Fine.
So you understand just because a physician prescribes something.
Doesn't mean
that you're not fat.
That's right.
Right.
So most of your use has been intravenous at a facility.
Correct.
I am huge.
Just got an emergency.
It's like my preacher.
Maybe.
He used to prescribe fucking me in the ass.
Hospitals can't turn me away.
And I thought
you have this amazing knack to talk at the most important times of the fatty grum.
So as long as I tell them...
Ah, put some chapstick on that shit.
Then they have to treat me. And when they give the injection to the IV, like...
You know what's awful about this grum? The only person that ever comments on the East Radio blog is that fucking Pablo. The only person that ever comments
I love her.
And how I mean, he hates you, though. He hates
and
you.
And he writes all
yeah,
these
horrible stuff. Yeah, she sent me death threats and said she was going to kill me.
But he's the only person that comments on that fucking blog. Why is that? That's bullshit.
He said he was
at least she donates to me.
What? And he's moving to visit Griselda.
I don't go to the same facility, no. Because they already know who I am.
Right, I think we're going to have to skip.
Go to a new place each time.
Can somebody recommend a time code?
To an ER.
I don't like this.
No, because then you'll fuck my stream up.
Too bad. It's already skipped. I'm just going to skip till I see a good fanny picture.
Okay.
And I'm not interested in that bullshit. I want to see naked scrotum belly.
Where are we going? Well,
so, I guess we'll watch this throughout the week, Cheryl.
Okay, so, here, 20, go to 2112. Time code.
I don't want to spoil it. I want to see if the wizard gets him in the end.
They were playing that at Sidetracks.
Oh, it's not. Ours is going to be a little bit more ahead of yours.
2112. You ready?
Just go ahead because it ain't going to work.
3, 2, 1, go.
The Devil's Playground.
Devil's Playground.
That's a good audio clip.
You couldn't get his Suboxone.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to move, I think. After 7 days in rehab, Stephen was told he was completely detoxed. He's back to the fatty grum.
I'm finally being released from the detox.
He looks huge.
Yeah.
I've been here for a week. And they say,
awakened it detoxes you?
And I'm free to go home.
I want one of those carts.
It's all better now. She's
oh my God, they put like a.
This is one of the hardest
cable on him,
I've
like
ever done.
How much would you have to get a donation to stick your head under that blanket and smell?
I never want to go through something like that again. And I'm just glad it's finally over.
Until next time.
McDonald's. Next week it's going to be Chick-fil-A.
Is that really how they try to, quote, fix addicts?
When they're on fatty grams, yes.
I'm supposed to stay on my detox drug so that the withdrawal doesn't start up when I'm at home.
Oh, so he's on that other drug to make you not want the other drug.
I went drug free.
He's not addicted. He hasn't been in the hospital long enough to really be addicted. If he's only using an IV, this is all just staged shit.
Oh, no, man.
He plucked his fucking hair out.
He'll
be
at my apartment. Shut up. Yes. He'll take 100 hydrocodone. You'll see how many times he goes to the ER.
But he's big as an house. He needs a lot.
Yeah, but once you put one firebomb in your house, you don't need more.
I was really worried, too, because I got a cat to keep me company right before I went to the clinic to see Dr. Now. And then I ended up in rehab.
But don't opiates make you hungry?
They make you constipated, so he's full of shit.
Why are they always blurring out his rectum?
I never got addicted to mine because I didn't take it.
Oh, my God. All those bags of urine? All those bottles of urine?
I can't believe this. Princess didn't drop it off like she said. How does anyone expect me to do this if I don't have what I need?
What?
You didn't pay her this month, bitch.
I'm gonna tell her just how unacceptable this is and how disappointed I am.
What about your giant scrotum?
Find out what the heck is going on.
This is an advertisement for Apple.
Now, the medicine's not ready. They need your insurance information. Right now, you are looking at 150 total.
This is insane.
He looks comfy.
TLC pay for him.
He looks comfortable on his bed, though.
You have no idea what I've been going through.
They covered up a little.
And that's so
It sounds like Madge talking about Comcast.
Well, you're going to hear me.
I want to be his neighbor.
And you're going to hear me loud and clear.
Clear.
Okay? Clean out your ears and clean them up.
I don't fucking care. Clear.
I need $150 to fill my treatment medicine.
Oh my God, it's so nasty.
Is he in your ears?
Is he talking to his dad?
I will relapse if I don't have that medicine.
Prolapse.
Yeah.
Is it going over your head what I'm telling you?
Look at that hair device.
This is not covering my treatment medicine for some reason this month.
You can't perform tonight.
We need these as sound bites. Take the 5.1 surround sound and isolate his voice.
Just let Cheryl do it. She's unemployed.
If my dad or princess doesn't get my prescription to me now,
if princess doesn't get my fucking pills,
it's because of them. And then when I overdose, it's going to be their fault.
Yeah, but you're going to be the one dead, you moron.
If when I overdose, it's going to be their fault.
We're dead, at this moment in time, right now, son.
Eggs in the vagina says to. Rewind to what? Rewind to what?
Don't rewind. Just said he was acting at his own desk.
Okay, well, I paused and now we're fucked up again.
He's Peter Griffin, he's Eric Cartman.
What does self-desking mean?
Using your stomach to hold stuff. Oh. You're so big you're a fucking 7 foot tank.
It's been a hard month. I've been staying on my prescription to fight the withdrawal symptoms, but it's still been really hard.
Ew.
Because I have my moments where I want something really strong.
Ew, those feet.
And I'm having a hard time right now.
The people
were
bitches.
Because I lost my temper at Princess again when she was taking a while to get my prescription. And she told me she was going to resign as my personal care assistant.
No shit.
So I don't know who's going to get my prescription for me now and take care of me.
Just walk on down to the Walgreens.
She's coming over right now, though, for her last visit.
He can't walk.
She also said she's going to take back my TV set since it belongs to the healthcare company and that they lent it to
me. What? He took the TV out of the healthcare company?
They lent it to her.
She can drop off the pills, get me something to eat, and go.
Go.
Oh.
I'm sick of her anyway.
Man.
Hi, Fanny.
Okay.
She's got food, so he's going to be nice.
Stuff for you. After detox, Steven is still up to his old age. Whatever medicine
he's drinking out of the urine,
him on, he loves it. And I just got him a script, 120 pills, and I think they're all gone.
Gone.
His mood swings are worse than ever.
They gone.
And his behavior is particularly unacceptable towards me.
Okay.
So I'm no longer going to be treating him after today.
Yay.
2 weeks worth of food you'll go through in 2 days. Nobody's going to be here to check and make sure you're taking it in portion.
Well, that's going to be up to me now.
It is.
Portion. Right now, that's going to be up to me now.
Listen to what he said. Pizza boxes, cookie boxes, brownie boxes, and everything else that his dad orders him.
Oh, he likes the new Ghostbusters.
Can you stop talking over them? Can you wait till there's a pause in dialogue to comment? Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His addiction to his new prescription, and he's abusing it. So there's nothing I can do with that. I've been very patient with him, but Stephen refuses to listen to me, so I just cannot work like that.
You do
know that a good old TV was a loner. It goes with me today.
What?
Head
okay, did.
I want to get your laundry.
With your head and with your deed.
Get your laundry.
All right.
With your head and with your deed.
You going to have the TV?
Put it in your giant ass crack. What if he puts it under that huge sheet?
I need a police officer here immediately, please. My
girlfriend
in here bought me a TV, okay? She bought it as a gift for me, and now she's trying to take it away from me.
God,
she's
mad
that she's
got
losing her job. It ain't my problem. She didn't do her job.
He's so welfare.
Stephen Asante.
He is so welfare, this guy. That's a total welfare trick.
Me?
Princess.
I'm instructed not to let you in yet until the police get here.
Until the police get here?
Yeah, Princess is trying to get in the house.
This is insane.
What?
The TV's not being taken out until we see the proof.
Okay, well, no problem. I'll wait till I get here.
You want to wait?
Of course, because that TV coming with me.
The TV ain't going nowhere. It was a gift.
This is so staged.
I'm going to call another
You think?
And have
oh, Deborah, none of it is staged.
Proof,
it's all real.
I said it last time and they were trying to say it
you
wasn't.
You and your dad, how about that?
No, it's all real.
Honestly, I believe that Stephen pitched a fit about the television because he don't want to see me go. And he have expressed that in text messages and emails. It's not open.
Text me.
I need my food stamp card and I want you gone. You can take your f***ing TV. It ain't even yours
Who's the
anyway.
Hot guy with
this?
This
show ain't. It's
Princess.
The company, so...
She say it's the cum police? That's a police officer?
Yeah.
That's another PCA.
Take the gift. How about you just do what I say and get the hell out of my hair?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you called the police.
I did
she
call the police.
She brought
us laundry. So now I gotta stay here anyway because they coming. So are you gonna put your clothes up or you want me to?
What?
Huh,
he called the police on you. Fuck
if
them cologne.
If you then I can go. But if you don't want me to help you or assist you with nothing, then...
I am calling the police back. Hold on.
He looks like a piggy.
I'm trying to call the police and cancel my call. Yeah, they took back the gift. I don't give a...
My fears for Steven is that he's not going to get any better. He's going to get worse.
Do we have any other time code suggestions?
Because he's not... managing how much is in his system at one time.
Don't talk over when they're talking.
It's my show. I can talk whenever I
want to. And you're not responsive. I don't want to do
it. Are they going
to
shoot him too?
To watch him die.
And he's actually unarmed.
Last day, you want to
yes.
call police?
Can you imagine all the
all
goop?
Right. What a nice way to say goodbye.
What if they blow him up? What if they blow him up at the end and all the fat goes everywhere? Oh, no. He's putting
I don't have to deal with her crap anymore.
What about this poor cat? That's what's awful about this.
Oh, and the shit all over the floor.
Month 8. People in the chat room were upset about the cat. And my 600-pound life, even though...
You know he's going to get hungry and eat him.
They need to change the name of this show. They haven't had a 600-pounder in years. They're all 800 pounds. Oh, good, he's crying. I love to cry.
The Nazi train took his legs. This is the pain I'm in every time I'm on this show, and I try to tell y'all.
Look at that big titty.
Oh, we could cam with that tit.
Hello, it's Dr. Nurse Garden. Hello, Stephen, how are you, Barnacle?
Si, senor, please, medicine.
Let's hear this.
Stephen, you gotta be fine. What kind of help you need?
For pain, please.
This is so
we'll help you. Just give me
30 milligram Toradol IV.
Okay.
Toradol isn't shit.
We're going to give you some pain shot, okay?
Yeah. Toradol doesn't do shit for addiction. I mean, it's not addictive. I've taken
it. Oh, he's got a uniform.
He's even has a detox. And he has not had a change in his pain medication addiction. He looks bigger now than ever. And he's pulling his hair out again.
You bigger now,
so
Cuda?
We'll start the withdrawal and detox process now.
Wait, detox from drag rice?
The possibility that his leg actually is hurting.
Matt, you have that same blanket.
So many times, you never know what's
except
really
his is duty.
So we'll have to
that
find
was a white
out
blanket
if Stephen's life is in danger right now. His body can go to shock where he won't be able to survive. So this is a very dangerous situation, but we're going to try to help him do as we can. He just has to cooperate, because if he doesn't, he's not going to survive.
Look at that fat.
Oh, wow.
Do they have a special elevator at this hospital for the obese people? Cheryl?
It's an escalator.
I'm back in the hospital again under Dr. Mazzardo's care.
But I bet his feet get
checking on
those
my
fucking
legs.
Feet.
What's causing the pain?
They keep showing those fucking feet.
And now that they finished their test on me and got my pain under control, Dr. Nazarden wants to check my weight and see where it's at.
Dr. Nazarden.
I'm a little nervous to find out.
How fat? Look at that scale. Holy Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Deshanti, care for Pepsi Cola?
How heavy does it get up to?
How heavy is that?
He gained.
Oh, no.
He gained 101?
I gained over 100 pounds back.
You 100 pound bigger, uh-huh.
Cool. No. You didn't gain 100 pounds back. You gained an extra 101.
I don't think Dr. Nazarden's going to be happy.
I mean, he was never.
You never lost 101.
He was never 100, 800 before.
Tell me about my test results. And I'm really scared to face.
Is this his highest weight gain ever? I mean, weight?
Yes.
He never weighed over 800 before?
No.
It looks good for 800.
How are you today? Your test results are back, and here's the situation. So you have new blood clot in your left.
Hold on. You have your test results back, and you are, in fact, fat, very fat.
Had the problem with right leg, now you get a problem with both legs. You know, it's from day one that you arrived here, you have gone so far backward.
Yeah, big as a house.
It's unbelievable. You gained 100 pounds. And you're dealing still with the...
See, the plural.
This begs for a mashup with 600, with bigger than Big Meat's bigger. Because she said you 100 pound bigger. That's a problem.
And you're pregnant.
So you're dealing with a food addiction. How in the world did that happen?
I don't know.
You 100 pound bigger, Cuda.
Since Princess quit, I believe everything went downhill.
Look, Stephen... You need to have some sense of your own responsibility.
You are bigger than us.
Stop blaming everyone around you. We are
responsible.
Right now we have to intervene again.
I wish they would invite Madonna.
Stephen gone off the rails since I saw him.
They should have celebrity feeders on this ground. Madonna is our celebrity feeder for Stephen. That would be so amazing, wouldn't it?
And also put him on a controlled diet for the next one so we can get...
Did he say send him to Puerto Vallarta?
Stephen,
on a cargo plane with Hillary Clinton?
You get back in the program again, because if you don't start addressing weight now, you're going to die. And right now, is a toss-up between your pain medication killing you or your weight.
I mean, because I am obese.
So you want to do this or not?
Yeah,
by
okay,
now.
Okay, then I expect you
he's
to
high.
Your best behavior.
He's too. He's feeling real good.
Right. Celebrity feed. That's actually a good idea for a show. Celebrity feeders, Betty Davis. Buckle up. We're going
to
be a bumpy fries.
Not way to go with Steve, but
Deborah, Betty Davis is dead. You'd have to settle for...
She's CGI.
You'd have to settle...
Nobody's dead with CGI.
No, you have to settle for B.D. Hyman as the celebrity feeder.
So if he decided he doesn't want to...
Carol Chan is still alive, right?
Take the risk and put
barely.
The program for good.
McDonald's, your girl's best friend.
I'm not getting McDonald's for you. You are the PC Steven.
I'm really excited today.
Oh, this is exciting,
man. Finally opening up my hobby store.
What?
He gets his own store.
I figured this is something I really know. So why don't I do it for a living?
The name of my store is Hobby Haven.
Wait a second, is this Fatty Rich?
And my dad, wait, my friends, Tony,
a store?
And Brianna, are coming to help me set up.
I think I already saw this. No?
Yeah. So we can finally open our doors to the public.
Why don't they call it Fanny and Obese?
I'm ready for this.
I'm ready for this.
His dad is basically spending all of his money.
This is a big deal for Justin.
Justin.
He's been working really hard to do this and get it all set up. And with Steven no longer here to bully Justin
and
all day long, he's leaving his room more, and he's made two good friends already.
What the fuck would ever want to go to this rocket like store
in his life so quick?
He's kind of big.
And Tony, I can't believe how attached she got to my son. Like it's her own son. I love her for that. It's like he's got a
he met her on the corner.
That he never had.
Is that his girlfriend?
He's working well so far.
Yeah.
But it's going to take time. It's not something that's going to happen.
When you just order that shit on Amazon.
It's going to help him a lot.
I mean.
I want him to be successful, man. I really do, honey.
I believe in Justin.
I think you'll have to call him.
And with Steven gone, I'm seeing him thrive.
Thrive.
I just hope Steven starts to turn things around too. And that both my sons will be on the right path for the first time in their lives.
It's going to be a stepping stone. It's going to make him get that confidence and that ability to get out there and do and be part of productive society. He's a good
How do they talk so fucked up?
It feels really good to start a career in a business like this.
Thanks to Harmony, I found my one and only crack cola.
I have more time to focus on stuff like my diet and losing weight.
Why does he wear pants? His brother doesn't.
I feel good.
Where's his urine jar?
I'm pretty confident. I'm doing well and on the right track.
Look at that chair. Did you see that chair?
It has to use a big lawn chair in a store.
Oh, honey. That's a big-ass chair.
But I was saying, who puts a sign up saying we accept cash and credit? Is that an you put up a sign that we don't accept credit.
And Dr. Now says I'm going home today.
I don't understand. Why is it bad to say
so he's coming to check my weight, and then I'm supposed to leave. But I don't know why they're kicking me out again. Because I've behaved a lot.
Is there a magazine for, like, fatties that think they're sexy, like Steven? Fatty Beat magazine?
So I don't think this is fair.
It's a centerfold.
I don't know, but that makes me think of Steve Bannon. I want his little nose on me.
So I'm happy about that.
Did you see that big zitty hat on his nose?
All right.
Oh, he's turning me on, man.
You fapping?
Steve Bannon with your nose so bright, won't you guide Santa Claus this late tonight?
Okay, breaking news. Breaking news, he's getting out of bed.
So before the weigh-in was 808 pounds.
Oh my God, he lost like 70.
That's really good. That's about 80-pound weight loss.
Hey.
80 pounds.
But that just could be from him finally being able to shit from all the drugs in his system.
Going back
true.
In the right direction. But at the same
time,
he's
80-pound
himself and heavier than when he left the hospital 5 months ago. Your leg is doing a little bit better.
They need to jump the shark and just show his shit. Doesn't everybody need to see what these fatties shit looks like?
Shoot him and kill him.
Cheryl, don't you think they should show these, at least somebody's shit?
If he was from Africa.
But here's the situation.
I need to see how big the shit is.
You're going to finally start seeing the therapist I have sent to you a number of times, and you avoid it. If you want back on the program, you need to comply with everything. So you see the therapist in a few days.
Okay.
Oh, he's
four. Start meeting with him, and then you're going to keep making progress with your weight. And I want you to lose at least 40 pounds a month.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
You did say you're going to send me home with some hydrocodone, right?
Right.
Oh, my God.
You don't have any reason to be on it. You're going to have to control your eating habit yourself.
I'm done talking now. I just want to go home. Okay.
Oh.
Well, you're not done listening, though.
I know. I disagree with the part. You know, I have nothing at home for pain.
You have a drug addiction. What part of that you don't understand, Stephen?
Okay, I do.
Every day you live right now is a miracle. The miracle of your life.
That's how drug addiction works now, Zarda.
Or the time after that, or shortly after that. You know what my job is?
Tell her she needs to go to a fucking meeting.
Listen to me, you will live.
He can't fit.
He will die.
So I want to see. She won't fit at the meeting.
She doesn't need to go to a meeting. She has a fucking meeting.
I want to see the therapist and lose 40 pounds in that time frame. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, you can take her to a meeting.
Behind his squish
sound. Doesn't like authority.
You mean?
Everything exists for his use and abuse right now. The core issue is a behavioral problem that we need
Max, to do you they have meetings with extra large chairs?
Which means psychotherapists have to I work know? A bit with him.
Why don't they just give her a sugar pill?
So if he failed to see therapists again this time, then this is all going to play out like it has in the past. And we're going to lose Steven for good.
Bye.
Addiction's tough. Food addiction, drug addiction. But I'm no longer addicted. And right now I'm actually in a lot of pain. And Dr. Now won't even listen to me about it. He doesn't believe I'm in as much pain as I am.
Take one more foot this way.
And that's not a good doctor.
Try to go.
Okay. This is the help of my leg. How can I do what I'm supposed to if I don't even have what I need to do it?
Oh my God, he looks like Kathleen Turner in Body
Heat. I want to get better and show everyone I can do this. But he wants me to lose a lot of weight on my own and start seeing a therapist. And that's a lot to expect from me over the next month. But I don't want to blow this. So I'll force myself to endure it, if that's what it'll take to make the doctor happy.
Cheryl, what are you sending me? Prepaid for your pre-orders? What the hell is this?
That's from his brother's store.
Today, I'm seeing a therapist that Dr. Nazarden wanted me to start seeing. I've not really been interested in talking to anyone.
What's wrong with prepaying
for cleaning up his apartment for her. Look, he's getting pretty for her.
Because Dr. Now has given me another chance. And I don't want
to. It looks like Liza.
Well, he seems to be doing
like
well.
So I'm
just cleaning up a little.
He seems to be doing well, Cheryl.
Yeah, he's gay. He's using female perfume.
And for who? A man.
Come in.
Come in.
Hi, are you
Steven? Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Steven. I'm Dr. Paradise.
Paradise.
Oh. Nice to meet you. Take me to paradise, baby.
Sit over there?
Yeah, you look so fucking crazy.
How are you doing?
I'm alive, so.
Tell me what
right, I have to sign out of the chat room because people are being horrible.
My addiction to food.
So people are saying nasty things about me, and I have to just turn it off, or it makes me want to quit.
So let me take
what?
You
back
to your history.
Cheryl's fat friend Wasabi is saying nasty things.
For the most part, I was chubby even as a kid.
About you?
You were steadily getting.
I don't see nothing mean about you in the chat room.
Oh, she said mean things about me.
When I hit 30,
they didn't say anything about you.
Yes, she did.
When you turn 30, that's when you stop feeling your body.
Honey, you okay?
She said Madge ruins everything.
Yeah, I do. Right now, there's a blood clot in this leg, and there's a blood clot in this leg.
They both look very painful.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those
you
got
want it inside of you?
Yeah.
And you got prescription medicine for it?
Yeah. I was addicted to the IV Dilaudid stuff. I was taking so much it could kill anyone, so I went to a drug and alcohol rehab.
He looks like he forgot to put his makeup on.
So how are the drugs compared to the food? They're both about self-control, right?
Yeah, and boy. I wish I can.
It really looks different all of a sudden.
To the food addiction,
it's Judy like Garland.
The drug.
You feel like the drugs are not an addiction now?
No, they're not. I conquered that, and I want to try to avoid being in the hospital as much as I can now.
So, what's the biggest barrier to that?
I just want to focus on life.
Really isn't any barrier.
I just want you to remember that.
I can also write that down.
So you're kind of.
Is this wand of wisdom?
Before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure you're not sweet talking yourself.
Dr. Paradise is really Dr. Wisdom?
Yeah.
Like, you seem to be able to convince people of stuff. You think that.
Now that's Steve Mathis or whatever the class is.
Bannon?
You gotta think more.
You're convincing yourself.
Oh, Jason Matheson, you're right. Yeah. Squarehead.
And I think our job is to figure out
Cheryl.
The conditions under which you succeed.
Do you think that Dr. Paradise looks like Squarehead?
Seem to fall off the wagon, right?
Oh, he likes her. No. Look how he's pursing his lips and giggling.
Cheryl, are you awake?
It's a version of that. Yeah. The food. When you lost the weight in the hospital, how did that feel?
Really good. I felt like I was walking on clouds. I felt lighter.
Walking on sunshine.
I was lighter.
Ooh, we had the same thing.
Tell me what your next pothole is going to be. What's the next thing that's going to trip you up?
Giga.
Hopefully nothing.
And now that's the sweet talker. You're even smiling, right? But be
sweet talker. Oh.
Obviously, I have to find a way to eventually.
Oh, he's turning into Heather. You know how Heather was sexy?
He just did
vocal fry.
But with the pizza, I just... Yeah, I have had success.
Yeah,
that's what I have to keep thinking about. Like, I have done it.
What I want you to do before...
Oh, my God. I'm just sitting here with my urine bottle.
To remember the time when you've had a success.
And slowly, slowly clean up my urine bottle.
Oh, you're getting ideas.
Quietly, urine collects into the bottle and turns orange.
And then the next time they walk up to it and they see it.
Yeah, you see that froth on my ear.
That's right.
So
I'm gonna use a straw and snort it.
Identify those conditions where you.
Hello?
I'm just setting the mood, baby.
I was trying to call your friend Stacy from before, but she didn't. She answered and hung up.
He's like, shit, I didn't get to fuck him in his ass. He moved on that bitch. He moved on that bitch like a bitch.
Wait, Cheryl, you were going to play, you had a grum
for us. He left him.
Cheryl, you had a grum for us.
He left him and he took him out furniture shopping.
Cheryl.
Cheryl is like so OD. She's I don't know what's going on.
She's taking all the drugs that they talked about on the grum. Cheryl, you were going to play a recording for us that you called the Carrie Laundry.
Well,
where it at?
You got that was specifically for a large amount of donations.
Well, we got some. How much is a large
amount? Wait, you get donations on the side?
How much do you donate?
Yeah. Are we done watching this grum now?
Yeah. There was supposedly a part where he gets told by Dr. Nausgarten that he is decrepit or something. No, that he's grotesque.
Oh.
I would like to find the time code for that if somebody wants to send it to me. I can't find it in the chat room because I had to ban myself because people were horrible to me.
It says you're still in the chat.
Well, I'm not because I closed it.
You're fake news.
I closed it. So I'm not in it.
Anyway, well, it says you're here.
Well, yeah, it's fucking lying.
Should I kick you?
I don't give a shit if you kick me.
This Hoppy Heaven logo Haven is horrible.
But don't ban me, because then it won't let me back in. Well, actually, I don't care.
I kicked you.
Okay. Why did you do that? Does it matter? Why did you kick me? Why does it even matter if I'm really there?
Oh my God, 630% increase of likes since last week for being on the show. We need to get on the show so we can get likes.
Okay, so Cheryl.
My 600 pound, Jesus Christ. Where's your mind at, Cheryl, honey? Pick it up.
Where is your
put it back inside you.
Where's your Carrie Laundry clip? And did we play your clip of you on Thursday?
Did we get a donation?
Well, we've gotten 4 donations during this grum.
Okay, and we're the last 2 for like $2.99.
They're shitty, except for, well, Anonymous gave us 15. No, wait, let me see. I can't see.
Okay, that's not enough. I'm sorry.
I'm not done reading, you dumb
cunt. Okay, then it's time we do an advertisement.
Okay, hold on. So Anonymous gave 25. Sorry about the pillows, she said. Mike V gave $6.99. Someone who I'm not going to name because he's very upset, made me very upset, gave us $5.50, even though we can afford much more. Luke gave us 15 and Edith 30. Is that enough for your goddamn shit or not?
No.
Oh, how much do you need to play your clip and how long is it? How long is the clip?
500.
Cheryl, how long is your clip?
Let me see.
Is the clip even good?
I'm an angry motherfucking bitch! nigger, angry bitch.
Oh my God, I thought that was Madge going off. I say,
I'm
Jesus
angry.
Christ.
I'm angry.
Well, you can get angry, but be mad at you.
I'm angry.
Cheryl, where's
the... Be angry at the fart.
Where is your clip from Thursday, at least? Can we at least hear that?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is it? Hello? Deborah?
Pepsi Cola advertisement.
Oh, my God. Had to read the just die.
Where's this shit? Cheryl? Where's this crime? Where's this
I think crime? She lied.
There you go.
Where's this crime? Oh, 30 lane depress mono.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sending me on Skype transfer? That's the best way to get a
phone. Oh, my God.
I try it. Skype's updated.
Oh, well, it's actually worked. Six hours later.
Is your clip?
What clit? Whose clit? What clit?
I want to know what your clip is. Cheryl.
It's Thursday lane. I'm playing it now.
Well, I thought you said you called Carrie Laundry.
It's audio. This is a different one, Cheryl. I mean, Deborah.
Meryl.
Please, please. I'm campaigning for donations.
Hello?
Oh, please.
Hey, it's Deborah.
Reagan, fuck me with your weed switch.
Deborah, we're listening to a clip.
You sound like you're sleeping.
No.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
Well, I called to check on you because you ain't posted in a while.
You don't hear this?
And I was worried about it, homie.
What the point? Who cares?
Do you hear it or
what
not?
Do you mean, what's the point?
No.
Who cares? People love
Nobody
you.
Nobody gives a damn.
People
I'm so
love
sick of
you.
People telling me they love me, and nothing's gotten through.
Well, you don't hear
that's not what you mean.
You've been
no.
You don't hear? You didn't hear any of that?
No.
Weird. That's strange. Do you hear it now?
No.
You can just hear a ring sound.
Oh. I think I hear... Papa, can you hear me?
Hello?
Papa, can you see me?
Hey, it's Cheryl.
Papa, can you find me in the night?
I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which one?
Go on. I hear it.
Honey?
Huh?
Hello?
Thursday?
What?
Hey, it's Cheryl.
How are you doing?
Oh, are you okay, honey? You sound like you're sleeping.
No.
Oh.
What do you call for?
Well, I called to check on you because you ain't posted in a while, and I was worried about you, honey.
What's the point? Who cares?
No, what do you mean, what's the point? Who cares? People love
Nobody
you.
Nobody gives a damn.
People
I'm so
love
sick of
you.
People telling me they love me, and
what
nothing's gotten through.
What do you
no,
mean
there's no what you
through?
Mean.
You've been on TV.
Ever since I was,
you've been
no,
on
that's
podcasts.
Not enough. Listen to me. Ever since I was in my early 20s, for 10 years, I've been trying to make it, and nothing came through. What's the point?
What do you
And then when I was
point?
On Dale Tosh, he didn't even give me a chance to hear what I was saying.
Yeah, because he sucks.
No, I'm sick of people always either putting me down or butter me up. Why can't nobody just see what I'm about from within?
Why don't you do
I'm
it for yourself, honey? Why don't you get on XTube? You can create your
I
own
I need
account.
Someone to work with. I can't do it by myself.
You just
And I need
on.
To pay someone.
You got murder.
I don't want to just be on a camera.
You live with that man.
I don't want to just be on a camera.
Murder creep.
You live with that man. Why don't you get
He don't want to get on there. He's not into getting on there.
He don't even have to show his face. You just show his bum farting in your face. No one's got to know it's even him. See what I'm saying? You record it on your phone. You record it on your computer. It's very easy.
I don't know how to work Xtude. I don't.
It's so easy. I think you just do the record. You upload the thing. I mean, if you can use YouTube and do all this stuff.
It took me even a while to even know how to use the internet.
Honey,
I'm not really good at it.
You learn how to do it. You're smart. You can
no,
do
no.
it, honey.
Please don't call me to brown nose me. That's not enough.
Oh, I'm brown nosing you, honey. We enjoy you. All of us at Yeast
we.
Radio, Matt
Whatever.
Weinstein, Deborah Wolf,
it ain't
Tim
enough.
Henson at Distorted View. He loves you.
Shout outs.
All of his listeners love
I'm
you.
I'm so sick of hearing
How
love.
Else we spoke
I
to
don't
him,
need love.
Honey.
I need help.
How are we going to help you? Give you medication? What you need?
I want to move out of Philadelphia and start my life over.
But what's wrong with Philadelphia? You have a nice place
to live. It's bad memories here. It's bad memories here.
About
my parents. I want to rechange.
About?
It reminds me of Andy Melton in a way.
Yeah, what?
Listen, unless you want to help me, please leave me alone.
Well, how
I know
will I help
talking.
You, honey?
I even made a video saying people can be in charge of the money if they do a GoFundMe or some Kickstarter.
No. Then they're going to steal it, honey.
We can do that.
You don't want people to steal your money.
And we're framing.
There's some assholes out there, and they will take
advantage. I'm aware of that. But like I said, if I ever get rich, I don't want too many people around me. When I don't have nothing, I'm not shit. But then when I get something, it's how I can do for other people.
Well, honey, I'm sorry you feel that way. I just wanted to let you know that people do care about you and want you to
whatever.
Do well. Want
I'm
you
just
to
so
do
sick
your
of people judging my outside.
Your drawings are amazing. You're a very talented artist, and you just got to keep on keeping
don't
on,
don't patronizing
honey.
Me. Please
I ain't patronizing you.
I got to get off the phone. I'm in the middle of something.
All right. Well, you take care, honey.
He's very sensitive.
Ooh, girl.
And then he made a YouTube video right after that going off.
What did he say? Should we watch it? Do you have a link?
Yeah.
Yes, right, I am.
I don't understand why that clip didn't play. I'm confused. Let me try something. I got some shit wrong.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with shit.
Honey?
I know what's wrong. I have you on the wrong holder vision input holder.
He's mad at you.
It's mad at the dirt. He's mad at the dirt. It's not you.
Just because I called her.
Uh-huh. What you talking about, Willis? No, that's not what it is. I don't understand why that wasn't working. Weird. Huh. Huh. Could the audience hear it? Well, I can't find that out. Oh, here it is. No, I'm just trying to figure out why that shit wasn't working. Uh-huh. Hey, Hannah. Squish down.
Better now.
Wait, let me try something. Real quick. I'm just going to satisfy my own vaginal curiosity here. Let's see. Yeah, so the audience heard it, but you don't hear it. That's weird.
Chocolate rain.
You don't hear that ringing sound?
No.
The audience
chocolate
does.
Rain.
Weird. Okay, so what am I doing now? Oh, I'm playing I'm a Loser. I'm done. Bye.
I see blue skies.
Thanks, Lily.
Hey, everybody. I'm making a YouTube video. I'm letting y'all know I'm done. I did the best I could do. I'm moving on.
You killed him.
I've been on YouTube for 2 years now, and not much had changed. Ever since I was in my early 20s, I even thought about doing just black porn or white or Hispanic porn before I thought about getting into white porn and make varieties. There's no way I could change the world, fix the world. I'm thinking about moving on. It's nice seeing y'all. I thank y'all for y'all support.
You're going to make him kill himself, Cheryl.
I'm done.
Oh, my God.
This is the best I can do. I cannot get blood out of a stone. It's
blood
been good to my fans.
Yes, you can.
This is enough. This is where I got to say bye. You two, you suck. All of y'all do. And it's like, even though this is not like the 40s, 50s, let's be honest, racism is still here. It's just that when it comes to certain blacks, y'all let certain blacks get aboard, and some other blacks that do got an agenda, we're ignored. So you know what? No offense, since I'm still a nigger, but guess what? I'm done. Bye, you two. Bye. Nice seeing you. I don't want to get to know y'all. I don't want to be nobody's friend. Don't text me. Don't call me. Bye. Good riddance.
Holler.
Bye. And like I said, I am a loser.
Okay.
Why does everybody hate you two?
YouTube.
No, you two and Bono.
Oh, because he's annoying and he always wears his fucking glasses.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. I want to make a YouTube video and I just want to say I'm sorry about my videos. I'm not doing this for political views. I'm not doing it to get attention. And to whoever written that's black, that tells right there how sick you are. Why is it that as black people, we don't help each other, but we're
I'm not black. Next.
Excuse me?
I'm not black.
Wow.
What did you say, man?
I said I'm not black.
Where's the Miss Tracy call?
Yeah. Can we just play it? I'm getting depressed.
Why are you getting depressed?
Because I'm bored, and it's time to end, and I have to work tomorrow, and I hate working. It's awful, and it's beige.
You're beige.
Mm-hmm. The office is beige. All right.
Oh, that's sad.
Are you going to play the clip or no? I'm doing donations, and then we're done.
I see trees of green.
Prolapse, too.
Oh, no. Prolapse. Oh, that is good.
Thanks. Prolapse, too. We could be a writing team, Deborah.
Yes, we could. Same.
We could make hits.
That's true.
Like what?
Hits, big hits.
Trees of green, prolapse too. Rosebuds coming down on you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful hero.
That's L-I-R-L, Laurel. But more than one is Laurel's plural. If I'm saying the word right.
Yeah.
Picture you being a Laurel.
The fuck is that shit?
Wait, who is that?
Thirsty. Somebody called him from our show like last year, about a year ago.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Wait, I have a good... This is a fun video.
Why don't we call her? Give her a call.
Thursday?
Yeah.
We'll be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll say I want to film with her.
He's like, clearly, like, I don't want to be responsible if somebody kills himself. Sorry, that's just me.
What? No. Why are we jumping to conclusions? Somebody killing himself?
Because he said that. He's done. He's leaving the world. That usually means suicide.
Oh, I didn't think he said leaving the world. I thought he said you too.
Well, same thing. Here's a nice video.
Deb.
Yes, I'm vaping.
Oh my god.
Deborah, the chat, you like that?
Yes, I'm vaping.
Yes, I'm vaping.
Yes, I'm vaping.
Yes,
Simply
I'm vaping.
Simply Sarah got her nails done.
Yes, I'm vaping.
Yes, I'm vaping.
Yes, I'm vaping.
I'm vaping. Yes, I'm
vaping.
Yes, I'm vaping. Yes, I'm vaping. Yes, I'm vaping. Yes, I'm vaping.
What is this? Cheryl Murkowski wants to send you an image called Simply Sarah Nail. .png? What for?
It's her nails. She got her nails dead.
She got her nail dead? Alright. So let's do money.
And God damn it. Fine, I'm going to give you the clip, but I'm not going to record any more phone calls.
Because you didn't get enough money?
Because obviously people don't give a shit.
That's a fair assumption, but they're very happy to yell at me. So yeah. It's a good thing they're listening.
Karen Longford.
I think it's Hillary Clinton.
Oh, wait, Madge.
I'm angry!
Madge, don't play the clip.
I'm angry!
What?
Well, the clip has me on one channel and the girl on the other, which, I mean, that's fine. But just heads up.
You didn't fix it?
I figured if you wanted to isolate her,
okay,
then it's on another channel.
Well, just,
so
she can play it as mono.
I can't play it as mono. I don't have that type situation here.
Okay, well, anyway, but it's good for cycling.
Okay, whatever. We love our girl. Thank you for rationalizing your shitty production technique. Can I please have the clip?
I sent it to you.
What do you mean you sent it to me? You couldn't put it in the holder? What do we have to use? 50
she's
different...
using this Skype thing because she's extra lazy tonight.
Jesus Christ. Deborah, why couldn't you put it in the fucking Dropbox? What is wrong with you? Everything's a different method. What's next? Facebook? And then you're going to send me a WhatsApp? What the fuck is your problem? All right, fine.
Well, thank God I went Snapchat and it deletes itself after like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that too. I don't hear nothing. Is this supposed to be making the sound? Oh, there. I love the mono. The mono is great. I want to eat
smoked kitty cat food.
Okay, Rolandra, I'm going to speak after, please.
Hi. I was wondering if you do laundry for daycare centers.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and what are your prices?
You will have to call back in the morning between 7 and 3 and ask for Tracy. That's the manager.
This is the big donation call.
You don't know the prices, honey.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
How much?
How much, honey?
How much you
got? I didn't hear what you say, sweetheart.
Oh, how much it costs to do the sheets and the diapers?
We do diapers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about diapers. You would have to call in the morning and ask the manager. Her name is Trace.
Ma'am.
Oh.
And she's on from 7 to 3.
Well, because I saw an ad in the paper, and it said that you have a special right now on diapers. And
on diapers?
Yeah, you do the whole thing. That's what the
ad
said.
Like I said, baby, you have to call and ask for the manager, because I
You think Tracy's doing you on the DL? Like she put a Craigslist ad? Because
no,
she
baby, I have no idea. That's why I'm telling you to, you said 7. That's why I'm letting you know to call back in the morning and ask for the manager. And she can tell you, brother, I can.
So you think Tracy's doing something on the side?
No, ma'am, I don't think that. But
so
I don't
who made
know
the
what...
ad, Dan? Because I see
okay,
this so ad.
Okay, I don't know nothing about that. The manager wouldn't know, baby. That's what I'm telling you to all.
Oh, I love it.
So
you'll call back and ask for Tracy. And then
but
you
think that
your...
it might be that she might be able to do the doubles. Does it matter? Do they have to be clean? Because I want to make sure to sort them differently. Then if they have to, if they can't
baby.
Have BM in
baby.
Or anything.
Baby, are you saying it can't have? Well, me personally, I wouldn't want to take no diapers to nobody. Talking about cleaning with BM in them. So I don't know if this is.
Yeah, man.
Oh no, but, no. I just because we got these two. We got one of those diaper genie things for the disposables, and. I figured, I don't want to be cleaning them. With the parents, bring the children.
Okay, well, baby, you
I
want to
offer it as
talk?
A service, with the BM that they don't have to clean it.
Listen, now, hello. Baby. Can you call back and ask for Tracy? I see the one you need to talk to.
Well, what's your name? Aren't you Tracy?
No, baby, I'm not Tracy, honey. Call in the morning, 7 to 3.
7 to 3. She don't work past 3.
No, baby, she don't work past 3. I have enough, okay? So, but that don't mean the work can't get done.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you, honey. Bye, honey.
You're welcome.
She said bye, honey, first.
Cheryl, I have an idea for your next, for the incentive, so that we actually get donations.
You've got a clip of you're welcome and paper.
Okay, Cheryl, so as an incentive to get donations for the sequel, maybe you can make a call to Ms. Tracy.
I ain't doing that because I got nothing this time. I
you got nothing to do.
Time.
You got nothing else to do but this thing. So you'll do it. You gotta do it, Cheryl.
You
I'm
gotta
glad
do
three...
it.
Okay, let's do
apparently
money.
Apparently, they
honey.
Only heard half of the conversation.
Well, if they want the other half, they better fucking donate.
They only heard half because, it only went in one ear.
Because they only gave half.
Yeah.
Which half did they hear?
Miss Tracy.
Miss Tracy.
Well, that's good then. At least they got it.
But the thing is this, Mange.
Thank you for the clip.
You only
that
realize.
Thank you for making the clip inaudible, though.
She didn't make this for our show. She made this because she was going to do it for her own show, and she's so goddamn lazy.
I know.
Like, I'll just play it on Yeast Radio. Obviously.
Such a dumb bitch. Now Howard Stern's going to copy it because it was on Yeast Radio.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Thank God.
Cheryl, you ready with your pen and paper?
We gotta give him enough time to donate.
They have enough time. He never comes.
Poindexter just joined. Poindexter. Like it's time. Cut down that frappuccino. Some of you girls order out every day. Don't order out today. Make a donation.
What in the fuck are you talking
Cola.
About? Don't what are you talking about?
Some of these girls enjoy different products of different natures. Deodorant.
Different natures. Different natures, did you say?
Yes. Mattresses, comforters, tampons, maxis,
wait,
hairsprays.
Say that word again.
Tampons. Tampons. Yeah, tampons.
She said tampon, baby.
Joan Crawford enjoys her Pepsi Cola and tampons. Christina, bring me my tampons. Oh, mother, you're 65. You don't need them anymore. Bring me my tampons.
Oh, there's a new one tonight. I thought the last week would be the last episode, but it wasn't.
No, and they're even going to go into Hush, Her Sweet Charlotte. Oof, oof. I cannot wait.
Who was in that movie?
Well, you know, that was going to be the, you know, part two in a sense. It was going to have star Bette Davis and Joan, but Bette Davis asked for like $500,000 and producing rights.
I thought
then
this
she
was
bumped
gonna...
Joan. Yeah, she filmed like half the movie.
What happened to it?
Joan claimed she was sick with pneumonia. Studio heads wanted her replaced. He paid. If you're going to talk over me, at least say something interesting. Every time we get off on a tangent or something good, you want to get it on something else. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Call back in the morning.
No, it's just that I fixed the mono thing. I was just testing it. Sorry. Go ahead about Sweet Charlotte.
Oh, I thought that was Cheryl. I'm sorry for yelling at you, Cheryl.
All right.
Okay. But I was saying, so apparently Joan got sick because she didn't want to work with Bette Davis anymore because she had turned the whole cast and crew against her. So she claimed she was sick, and when she really wasn't, she was lying. They hired a private eye to investigate her. She came back for one more week of filming, and then she left. Never came back.
Thank you, historian. Okay, are you ready with your pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait till they CGI them and they bring them back and make that movie.
Oh, me too, me too. All right, so Claire S., $10. Oh, wait, no. I'm on the wrong holder, sorry.
Fucking
one moment. Shit. One moment, so, yep. What are you babbling about?
For God's sakes.
Claire S., $9.41.
Hold on.
$10. You got a better paying job now.
Does she?
I was talking about you.
What?
You got a raise, so you said you were going to charge us the PayPal fee.
Oh, fuck.
You got a raise.
I don't pay you the taxes.
To say that.
I just did.
Fucking bitch.
I just did taxes. Listen, shut the fuck up. Do I charge you the taxes that the government? Do I charge you the taxes that they charge me? No, I don't charge you any of the fucking taxes. Fuck you. Okay. No, did you get Claire S. for $9.41?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anonymous $23.97.
Oh,
Mike V is in vagina $6.99. Hey, big spender.
Oh, okay.
Hillary Clinton. No, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah.
$5.04.
4 cents.
Yeah, after the big 46 cent donation. That's your friend, Hillary Clinton.
She still got my vote.
Luke T, $15.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Edith, $30.
Okay, Edith.
Hillary used to give her big donations, but ever since I pissed her off, apparently, she just gives shitty donations and acts abusive because she doesn't like that I don't like
I'm glad that at least I made, more than minimum wage.
All right, let's see. Hold on.
This is depressing.
Well, I wonder if they'll let me, can I put my internet on a budget plan?
I don't know, but I'm writing a story about Cheryl. It's called More Than Ugly. It's going to be a movie on Lifetime if that channel still exists. If not OWN, it'll be on OWN. Oh. I like farting. I love farting. What's the amount, Cheryl?
Oh.
How long is it?
14 cents.
How much?
$30.14.
Oh, well.
Jesus Christ.
We could have worked at McDonald's.
Keep my 14 cents.
We could work at McDonald's or Walmart for that money. Fuck this.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you work so hard, Cheryl.
I appreciate the girls that donate.
Me too, but not really. Yeah.
Of course.
I think it's the no-call
thing. Of course, Vince skipped this scrum.
Well, he'd be busy doing panties. He's busy with people dressed up as Betty Davis wearing panties. Okay, you both got your money, bitches. I gots to go. It's been real, not really. Thank you for the grum. See you next week with when you're going to call Miss Tracy, right?
I ain't calling
it. You're going to call Miss Tracy and you're going to save it. You can put a money limit. You can say we have to have $300 to do Miss Tracy, but you're going to record it, right? Yes.
What if we can get Miss Tracy to say?
Okay, let me rephrase it.
But she's gonna be a white, boring woman. She's not gonna be like, hello, baby.
It doesn't matter. You'll have to be interesting for
no.
her.
No, Sharon, we'll do it together. Remember last time we convinced her, I was Miss Tracy. So
just figure it out.
Well, when you home.
Oh, no, it was mad. You got to do it because you were Miss Tracy. That's right. Remember, she was like, oh, no BM. See, baby, she said, no BM, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait, man, we got another donation.
It's too late. You'll get it next time. It was $6.66. $666. We don't need to. I'm not going to write a check for $6 divided by fucking three. But thank you.
But David, it's an advertisement.
It's from Poindexter. Anyway, just remind me that's where the next one starts. Well, I'll know. I can always tell. Anyway, it's been fun. Not really. Cheryl, it's an order. You're going to call Miss Tracy. And if you want, I'll be Miss Tracy. I don't care. You can call me.
You got to be, because you were Miss Tracy.
It's Miss Tracy. Yeah, baby. I'll just say. Okay, Cheryl, just do a quick practice.
That's the black.
Okay, let's do a quick rehearsal. Bring, bring. This is Miss Tracy.
Miss Tracy, I thought you were a white woman.
See, baby, Miss Tracy says, no BM, baby.
Curtain. Curtain.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Goodbye. Thank you. Lovely. Time. Yeah, twice. That's right. Yeah. Girl, I'm not even going to play music. Bye, audience. I gotta go. Sorry to disturb you. Any of you.